Good morning, Michelle. How are you today?
I'm good.
Man, a
beautiful day again.
Very interesting day. And, when you live in the Midwest, you get a little of everything, and that's about what we've got. Coming up, Thanksgiving, you'd like to throw some comments in on that, and I'll turn it over to you.
Yeah. Well, as we think about Thanksgiving, we've talked about things before and this matter, but sometimes the things that can cause us the greatest, can cause us worry are also things that we can be thankful for. I know it kind of sounds, not always, but a lot of times. For example, we might all worry about our kids, but in the same sense, we're thankful for them and thankful that we have kids to worry about. But in the financial space, that works too. Sometimes, some of the concerns we'll hear often is, they don't want to pay so much in taxes, or, when will I be able to retire, or I don't want to lose all my money in the market. Well, if you're going to pay taxes or lose money in the market, that means you have money to pay taxes on, or you have money to lose in the market. And so that's something we can be thankful for too, and kind of, I guess, the Thanksgiving reverse, so to speak. Now, it doesn't mean we don't need to be good stewards and that those aren't valid worries, but I think it's always important to kind of do the flip side and realize that, yes, there's things that we need to take care of and maybe worries and stuff that we have to address, but we can be thankful that we have those things. We can be thankful that we have the income that would cause us to pay taxes, or that we have money that would could be lost in the market, is that there's other people, even in this country and definitely around the world, that don't have those same things, those same issues to worry about. Their worries are, maybe if I'm going to have food tomorrow, which is a much bigger concern. So anyway, I just wanted to put that out there as we're thinking about Thanksgiving and things we're thankful for. I know this has been a year that people are also, the last few years, really, a lot of concern about market volatility, concern about inflation, concern about taxes, all those things. And they're valid concerns. But again, lots of times it also means that we have the resources and the reasons why we are concerned about it. So with that said, December, which starts next week already, I can't believe it, we will have next Friday. So obviously not this week on Black Friday, but next Friday, the first Friday in December, we'll be doing our Friday focus. And we're going to be talking about some of these things that are big concerns, again, that we can flip into be thankful things, but we should still be good stewards, like paying less in taxes or anything that we need to do for the end of the year, keeping our accounts safe. We're going to have a Friday focus kind of focused on that. Year-end planning, things that need to be done, things that need to be done now, things that can wait, and conversations that maybe should be had too with family over holidays, when everyone's around. So, I encourage you this Thanksgiving to turn some of those worries into thanks as well. And then join us next Friday on the Friday Focus, the first Friday in December, for kind of year-end planning and how to be a good steward and take, address those worries in the right way. And you can register for that, find out more all on our website at creatingyourdreamretirement.com. Again, creatingyourdreamretirement.com, and under the Resources tab is a link for the Friday Focus.
Great words today, Michelle, kind of get us all thinking a little bit about what we're thankful for and, not being whiny about maybe I have to pay extra taxes, you hit the nail on the head. Don't forget Friday Focus, December 1st. Be sure to connect with Michelle. Check out all their blogs and free resources at creatingyourdreamretirement.com or call 608-987-1511. Have a wonderful Thanksgiving, Michelle, and we'll talk with you again next Tuesday, okay?
You too. Happy Thanksgiving.
Thank you very much. That's Michelle Bertram, Bertram Financial. We're at 7:59. This is Big FM 93.7 in the Morning Mass.